I'm calling this a Queer Circus Sideshow.
Queer Circus Sideshow.
It's not an episode number. It's some mysterious shit that is probably not going to see the light of day, but we're going to record it all in the same. And
it should hopefully make, like, see the light of day, though, because...
Well, yeah, let's go in with the attitude that...
This is an episode.
But also... It is just for practice. There's mm-hmm. no pressure on us to produce an episode. This Mm-mm. is just bonus content that we're making because we wanna
mm-hmm.
and have a practice.
I have a practice.
So, what's our topic of discussion in the, at the sideshow?
At the sideshow.
Isn't it weird that we only have topics for the unreleased content and just speak absolute bullshit on me? And
shouldn't it be the other way around?
Ideally, yeah.
We don't work to normal yeah. standards, though. But hi, friends.
Hiya.
Welcome to the sideshow. Where that's just. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everything I've ever said. Of everything I've ever recorded.
Babe, no.
Oh, is that a good brew?
It's all right. It's a little bit, I think because it's an exceptionally large cup.
It is a rather large cup.
It's not a very strong, and I've got these, I think I've still got them fucking shady Tetley One cups.
Oh.
Pointless.
No. If you're going to do tea, it needs to be Yorkshire Gold.
Aye.
That's a fucking treat of a brew, that.
I get Yorkshire Gold, but only at Christmas is a treat.
Why would you only treat yourself to good tea at Christmas?
Because otherwise, it's not a fucking treat at Christmas.
No, it's just a good standard of living for yourself.
Well, that's true.
You're allowed to have good treats, like you buy good coffee in.
Well, you say that. It's not like I get the expensive gourmet shit. I get the supermarket brand.
So?
But it is proper coffee right now.
My favourite coffee is the one from Aldi. Mm.
Well, generally, I get the normal Yorkshire tea because I feel like that's a good, like, in-between.
Yeah, I like so, that one.
Yeah, and then you get, like, a little box of Yorkshire tea gold at Christmas and you get the blue milk. And you're like, you have a
beer. Why would you have blue milk?
As a treat.
That's not a treat. For that's Christmas. Vile.
Why?
Oh, no.
Right, everything at Christmas has to be hour rich and.
Nah, if I'm gonna, yeah. if I'm ever gonna drink milk, it's always green.
Aye.
Do like a semi-skimmed.
No. Well, again, I get the green tap milk normally.
Yeah, you do.
It's like a happy medium.
Happy medium, it's the best one. It's like Warburton's Toasty is above all other bread.
That's a pretty decent bread, I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. That with a bit of strawberry conserve on it.
It's much too tall. And like, all toasters, this is a fucking capitalism hang in it, but all toasters are too small for a slice of bread. Like,
yeah, but do you not know the trick? To toast a large slice of bread?
Fucking turn it around.
Aye, so you put it in on its end.
Yeah.
And then like halfway through, like the timer, like pop it and then turn it round, do it again, and then the bread kind of shrinks a little bit and then you should be able to fit it in on its side.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm maintaining that the entire point of a toaster is
it should fit your bread in.
Yeah. It's to automate the whole process of grilling a bit of bread.
It's true.
Sometimes I'll use the grill.
Aye, but do you not think the saying, like, love, you shouldn't really be toasting this, because we know what you're going to put on it. It's going to be strawberry jam and Nutella.
Uh-huh.
Like, at least go for a 50-50, you fat bitch.
No.
That's capitalism.
Well,
they don't want your toast. Yeah, they want true. Your thick, good, toasty bread in the toaster, because they're like...
But even no, I've got a whole meal farmhouse in there, and even the fucking ends of that thing, because it's like it's raised in the middle, so the middle ones are like a bit bigger.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even the ends of that won't fully fit in my toaster. It is a cheap toaster, to be fair, but like, what's the point? You kind of get a fucking crumpet in the best of
You can get a crumpet and you just fucking lose them.
Well, exactly. And then
you've got to put a knife in, which they tell you not to do.
You can electrocute yourself.
Baked goods.
No.
Just stay away.
Right. And then I've got to... So then I've got to put everything under the grill. I've had to get a more expensive oven to have a grill in it so I can grill my bread products.
I'm pretty sure you said you were getting rid of your toaster once you had a grill.
Well, I should really, because it fucking pisses me off. But like, no, then I have ADHD and I just fucking put my toast in and walk away.
Yeah, to be fair, we have had a just had a conversation about that.
Yeah.
Which we didn't know was being recorded. Which you're not listening to.
No.
Because we are severely mentally ill.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Patreon.
I've got my wee hamster now.
You have?
And he's got a good little fireman.
Aww.
Because I burnt my lunch the other day. Because I remember I was in the middle of making my lunch and I remember that I had a hamster and I wanted to go and give him a little prod because he's very soft.
That's a whole mood, yeah.
Yeah. And no, he was sleeping. But then he came out because he could smell burning. And then I was like, oh, he's come out. And he's like, oh, your lunch is burning, big idiot. And then I was like, I can smell burning. That's my lunch.
He's sitting there like, I have just told you that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm coming down with that bronchitis again.
Oh, bastard. Aye,
bastard.
I know.
But, yeah, fucking.
We can't stop smoking.
No.
That's the thing with bronchitis.
I won't rest.
Well, exactly.
I physically won't let myself rest.
Mm-hmm.
She says, literally cracking open an energy drink.
Another can of Blue Thunder.
Red Thunder, actually.
All right.
Ooh. Aldi's finest.
Going up market.
Ooh, I always... When you get, like, 8 for, like, £2 or something, I'll fucking... 25p, I'll take that in the free on Slimming World. I just run off caffeine.
Oh, what the fuck was that movie? It had that prick Jared Leto, but it was otherwise good. It was from age school when he was quite young. No. Requiem for a Dream. Well, they were all doing skag. But you were like the mum, and she was on the diet pills. I'm going to be on the television.
Don't want to be on the television.
I'm going to be on a podcast.
There we go.
Yeah.
That'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Requiem was. I'm going to have to watch that again. That was fucked up movie.
And we have to keep like dyeing our hair so that we look nice for being on the podcast.
Yeah.
And taking our energy drinks. Keep us slim.
Keep us slim. Mm-hmm. Woo. All 16.
For all 15, you've not been eating, not been eating like a goddamn hog.
Aye, but it's just sugar my intake. Yeah. It's all I'm running off is caffeine, sugar, and bullshit.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you know what it is? I'm more mindful for what my fucking hamster's eating. I'm like, only give him a couple of raisins because he can't have too much sugar. And I'm like on my 8th fucking raisin bar.
Yeah. Oops.
Fuck's sake.
Thank God, God forbid they fucking overdose on sugar, but I'm sat here just like shaking. Mm-hmm. Can't remember the last time I showered or had a decent meal.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, but God forbid the boys don't have some kale today.
I think that we need to... I've come over all therapy. I think we need to accept responsibility for our inner childs.
No. Children need someone to look after them.
Well, exactly.
But I don't want to look after myself.
Well, I know this... Therein lies the rub, isn't it? Because how are you supposed to be your inner child whilst also being your inner parent, caring for that inner child.
That's a whole thing.
Because your inner child kind of accept responsibility for all of that mess.
Nah.
So
I don't want to. I mean, I know I should, because that's the grown-up thing to do. But I'm not a parent, I'm not a grown-up.
Mm.
I'm nearly 30, but am I fuck nearly a grown-up?
That is another point, because, you know... Fucking, we're doing a therapy session, apparently.
On the third show.
Right, so My dad fucked off when I was little. My mum was away in training. So I was like getting looked after, like kind of by my early teenage siblings. So like I didn't really have a fucking role model for how to be a parent around. And now I've got all these fucking issues and this problem child that my mum had already had two fucking goes of it, had to fucking bother trying to fucking raise me. Bless her heart.
Oh, bless her.
And then now I've got to fucking try and raise me by myself, single parent.
And a hamster.
And a hamster. Fuck me.
But it puts your life into perspective. Like, even if it's just a pet. Well, I say just a pet in inverted commas. They're not fucking pets.
Yeah.
Because my two boys are... They're my fucking children. They're my tiny little tail children. Like, when you're responsible for another human's life, it becomes blatantly obvious. You're like, right, I need to change your bedding. I need to look after you more than I can look after myself.
Yeah.
I might fucking, I want to change the bed every week. Can I be arsed doing that? Last time I changed it, I think I was on acid.
Yeah. Honestly, half of the reason why I got the hamster was to try and like marry the logic of you need to look after, you know, like...
You need to be your own backer.
Yeah. Like this morning, I'm like, have I changed your water today? I haven't. And then I'm at the sink and I'm like, have you had anything to drink today? Get some fucking water in here. What do you...
Yeah, but you think about it and then your ADHD goes and then you're 3 hours into scrubbing the bathroom floor. You don't know why. It's and you've got no idea that you've been doing that for 3 hours and you still haven't drank.
No, I've been trying to chase myself to do that for 2 weeks instead. Unfortunately. But, but I mean, you know, when you're getting them a wee handful of kale.
Yeah. It's the only time I've ever bought kale.
Yeah.
Never fucking bought kale in my life.
I like kale because I like spinach, but kale will last like 2 weeks in the fridge, whereas spinach lasts a hot fucking minute.
Do they taste the same? I've never eaten kale.
I mean, not really, but they're that like iron rich green type of thing, and you can cook them in all the same ways you can do spinach. Spinach is nicer.
So I do like spinach.
It only goes with specific things, and then I don't make those things, and then it tends to soup in the bottom of the fridge, and then I'm like, oh.
I put you in the bin, but then the next time you go shopping, you're like, oh!
I like spinach,
But
if and I get kale, I can leave it there for like a week to 10 days.
And also be feeding it to tiny.
And
unnamed.
Tiny
furry unnamed baby.
Yeah, I was going to do a thing where they could, like, I was going to do experiments and help them pick out a gender and a name, but they don't get up until 8 o'clock at night, and then I'm knackered by 10. So I only get, like, 2 hours, and then it's, you know, because they're new, they're not very keen on being handled. So I think that might take a while before I can get them to that point. Just, so I think they might have to have like a placeholder name and gender.
Just androgyny hamster.
Yeah.
This non-binary hammy. Like the queer human we found in the shop.
Yes.
Hi, if you're the non-binary lovely queer person that we met in Pets at Home and bought this hamster from.
Give a lash. What was their name?
I can't remember. But yeah, you were like, I want to buy this hamster. And I was like, I'm going to go find the queerest looking person in the shop. And I found them and it was Lush.
Why does your impression of me sound like fucking Kevin and Perry?
Mrs. Patterson? You cheeky girl.
That's your best impression and you know it.
Either that or my pterodactyl.
I don't even...
Which we'll...
I mean, you have to now. I've got headphones.
Oh, my lungs.
We were specifically going to do a topic. Shall we circle back?
What do you want to talk about?
Fuck. I want to talk about how annoying it is when people are podcasting and they go around punching the pop shield and making clunk noises, and it's upsetting for our ears.
Do you know what I hate? When there's two people trying to make a podcast.
Yeah.
With no substance, just every week, just going. Blah, blah, blah.
That is.
Let
the
me
worst.
Tell you about therapy this week.
Yeah.
But to be fair, though, the second we get these like set up in, I like change mode.
That's true.
Because I'm not gonna lie, I've been a mopey little bitch all day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, therapy and all, take me shopping and I'm fucking blah, all the things. And then we've sat down. I've had a croissant toasted in the oven. Well, didn't fit in the toaster. And put this on, and now I'm just like,
yeah,
waffle.
Yes,
puts you into a different frame of mind because it feels like you're speaking to people, which is, I guess, the point of a podcast.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's a little bit like public speaking, where you put on this kind of, hi friends. Like a bubbly persona.
It's my retail voice.
Also, it's like in a very casual sort of public speaking thing because we're not actually in public. You can't see us. I'm lying down on my sofa with a cup of tea rested on my tummy.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty casual.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Different frame of mind though.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Don't know what it does to my brain.
Yeah, I was speaking about that at therapy as well.
Is our sideshow going to be about therapy? Because we can't seem to pick a... This is how we just end up with shite every week.
Every single week.
It's just like,
it's ADD.
Hi.
Do you know what it is? In like 2 years' time, we're going to get diagnosed, we're going to get medicated, and it's just going to be like this really rigid, fact-driven... This is what we found out this week. Bam, 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 bam. It's going to be like loads of sound effects and that. I'm totally going to have my shit together. And it's going to be amazing.
And
but
we're
going
to be like, listening back to these episodes, just like, do you remember who we used to be? Nope. Because we're so medicated.
Yeah.
Give me diazepam.
Today I read about a thing on the internet and what I learned was this important fact. Thanks for listening.
Is that good though?
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever stop being a... What did you say about me yesterday? Wonderful.
Yes. You're wonderful. Like, literally, full of wonder.
Yeah.
Someday I'm going to publish those videos from the zoo. Which sounds really dark, but it's not.
If you're an avid listener, you will definitely know... about the videos from the zoo. They are not sorted. And this is where we got hi friends.
Yes.
From that trip did us a world of good.
That was a cracking trip.
But yeah, I am I like things.
You do?
I like to learn. I like to see new things. I like to see the same things over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I can see 3,000 squirrels in a day and each time I'll be like Colin, oh look, fluffy tail. I'll see the same dog six times. I'll be like, oh look, there's that dog again. Oh my god, dog. I kind of help myself.
You're an excitable person.
I am.
I like it.
But I don't understand how I'm so excitable yet so depressed.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
same.
It's like the opposite noise of that was us driving back from Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing dead animals on the road, and every time it was just me going, ah. You're like, what? And I was like, ah. Every single time.
Mm-hmm.
That was horrible. I made that noise so many times. I was just like,
ah. Yeah, there weren't too many dead animals on the eight or six or seven or whichever fucking one it was at that point. There wasn't so many when we went up the A1. Let's not drive on the M road again.
But it was so beautiful and scenic.
It was incredibly scenic.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me.
You're like, will you look on my behalf? Because I have to drive a vehicle. I'm like, oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. There were like a few spots where the beauty was in front of me, but a lot of it was just at the side and I was like, fizzing. I'm like, I'm responsible for two people's fucking lives at least right now. but also kind of just climb out this window and be like...
That's why you've got to rein in your ADHD. Yeah. Just like, no. Like, no. I was going to say, like, it's not the right term, but I was going to use, like, dogging, but not dogging, dogging. Like, yes. Being a dog, as in, like, sticking your head out and going...
impulsive and...
Just... Yeah. At everything. But let's not go dogging.
I mean, fair, that's grim.
Yeah, let's not make that a sex club, fine.
Yeah.
Let's not go dogging.
That's still a bit too grim for my tastes.
I mean, if you're into dogging, fair enough. Yeah. I'm not one to judge. I'm probably into weirder things than you.
Yeah, it's going to be another one of those podcast listeners.
It's not. It's not. I'm a good girl. That's what my therapist says.
Yeah.
No, he just looks at me with just genuine, just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He's like, do you know what, Becky? I just don't understand you. And I'm like, mate, same.
What a thing for a therapist to say.
Ah, no, he's lush, though.
Yeah.
I like my
therapist. Abinell just is very vague. No. Annoys me.
Just how does a therapist get vague though?
Like, I don't know. I was speaking about like different conditions that I've sort of semi self diagnosed with, of like, these are my symptoms and these are congruent with these different disorders. So I feel like trying to say that, like, I feel like if I knew which one it was, it would better inform the type of therapy or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or like how to approach it and so on.
I would wholeheartedly agree with that.
But then now I was like, well, no, I'm very like person focused, and like you see, there's a lot of overlap, so I don't think it's that helpful to try and say it's this disorder or that disorder, or, like, because it can be like multiple ones, it can be like. But don't know. And then, so like stuff like that. And then, like, for example, I was on about like having like these really intense feelings of anxiety. And when we're talking about how like physically they're the same as like being excited. And to be fair, we were speaking about that in the context of like having to go to, like, going up to Glasgow and trying to get into a gig and never had tickets for. And it's like, well, you know, you could just probably reinterpret that and your body won't know. And then I was like, well, yeah, maybe that would work. And then I came home and I was like, actually, I'm kind of pissed off about that, because we were just talking about like learning to trust myself. And then at the same time, you're telling me to fucking lie to myself. And then...
You can't trust someone who lies.
Exactly.
Especially if that person's yourself.
Yeah, and I know when I'm lying. A, because I'm not very good at it. And B, because it's in my fucking heat. I'm terrible, aren't I?
No, not at me either, though, to be fair.
Yeah. And then also, there was a fucking, what even was it? Yes, it was, can you like text me to pick me up from therapy for the day to go and do some stuff? And I was just fucking like having this like stomach crunching, intense anxiety. And that's was like, right, can I get a specific time and a postcode just to calm this little gremlin down? Because, and I'm just like, well, reframe it. You're really excited. I'm really excited to do like half an hour's driving and then go to Aldi for a bit, like I do pretty much every week. Am I this excited? Is that really what you're telling me right now?
Am I this excited to go pick up my bestie from therapy? He's going to get in the car and go, do you want to talk about it? No.
Yeah. Well, but I mean,
let me tell you.
That was the best bit, to be fair. But like, it's not. You know, fair enough. Oh, I'm going to Glasgow, I'm going to my new town. You could reinterpret that as like, I'm really excited. But sometimes it's like, I need to go and do some chores, or I haven't done the dishes for 3 days.
Mm-hmm. And what would Amanda Palmer say?
Well,
what would Amanda Palmer say?
If I can, I must.
If you can, you must. That was fucking life changing.
It was.
Seeing that woman on stage.
Fuck me.
Pouring her fucking little soul out.
Yeah.
And then coming up and singing to us. She's a fae. You are correct, though. She is fae.
Yeah. She's absolutely. Fae. No. And, like, to be fair, if I was Amanda Palmer and I was in the Tyne Theatre, because I was just looking at this big thing of, like, there's all this, like 150-year-old Debussy, I think, like, wooden machinery, like, stage machinery, all built into the framework of the building. There's all these trapdoors that pop up. So, obviously, she's used one of them. But, like, to actually experience that, she just fucking appeared out of fucking nowhere with her ukulele.
Behind me. Just.
And just sang us a little song about how she was coming back on stage in 3 minutes and we'd better hurry up. And we were just.
I just handed the man the money, looked her directly in the eye and fled.
Yeah.
Like a deer in headlights, just like. But Amanda Palmer told me that she was going back on in 3 minutes, so I need to go sit down in my seat so I can see Amanda Palmer.
Yeah.
Just over and over, just shaking.
That was fucking wild. And I tried to give her my best, like, oh, hey, cool, you're Amanda Palmer, but that's okay, because I'm Rebecca motherfucking Rainey. But I think I just did a face journey of, like...
Yes! But the best thing was, though, when I turned round, she was still there with a tiny little ukulele, and her hair was still in the same, like, updo plait thing she had going on, but it was a bit wild from being on stage. Hair was amazing
as well, just...
Yeah, but then she had... Because you've been crying through the performance. Oh my God. All of my scar was still panda-eyed.
Yeah.
And I was just like, bitch, you are a normal... you are just a normal human. Mm-hmm. You've been through some shit. And you've cried about it. And we've cried about it. And we've all cried together. And you're just like, bitch, I've cried and I don't give a fuck because I'm Amanda Palmer.
That was fucking some experience, wasn't it? That wasn't like a concert. That was like, I don't even have words to.
I was not expecting that. I was expecting to go sit down in a chair and just watch her perform. I did watch that.
Yeah.
But that performance is not what I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
That I was in tears. Like, I just couldn't. If you haven't seen it, or I hope someone's recorded it somewhere. But any of her, like, there will be no intermission.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it will tear your fucking soul apart.
There was an intermission.
Of 10 minutes because she needed a wee.
She needed a wee. It was amazing.
So I ran downstairs to get merch and then she just appeared. Shitting my pants.
Yeah.
Oh, it was glorious. But yeah, go see that, go watch her, go...
Fucking...
Just go witness Amanda Palmer, that woman. And she said... Or is it her best friend that she kind of adopted the thing on?
Yeah.
And if you can, you must.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to get up today and I don't want to go shopping, but I must because I can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's full circle back. See, I can fucking get them. Like, oh, knocking everything over.
Yeah. And I think that's as well just like, I don't know why I'm tying that into, but like it's just made me a more better person. Like, for example, when I was in Glasgow, and the first night, we saw like a lot of homeless people out, and I really didn't have any cash on me.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, I went out my way to get some cash, and to get fucking pound coins because I knew I was going to save 5 or 6 or 7 or however
many. And the rest.
And then I seen an old woman dropped her glove.
Yeah.
And I went out of my way to stop her and say, sorry, love, look, you've dropped your glove there.
Because you could.
I can help them. And so I'm obligated to. I need to.
Mm-hmm.
Stop making excuses.
It's the same, like, I should go to the gym. That could tie into literally anything.
Uh-huh.
Go to the gym. Eat properly.
Yeah.
Get up. Even if you just get up and have a shower a day and that's all you can manage, or put a clean pair of pyjamas on, if that's all you can do, you must.
You must. But if you can't, do you know what I'm like? Understand that you can't do that right now and forgive yourself for it.
Mm-hmm. Try again in a little while. See how you feel.
Yeah.
That's what your pals are for as well.
Yeah.
If you can't help yourself, your pals are there for you.
The amount of days I've spent just berating myself, trying to get myself, you need to do this, get up, go and do the thing. And I'll spend hours, and it can turn days, even fucking weeks, and mm-hmm. I'm just not fucking doing it. And the minute I go, do you know what, fuck it, it's not happening for you today, that's fine. Go and get a cup mm-hmm. of tea and just fucking chill. And then I'll go to the kitchen and I'll just start doing the dishes. Mm-hmm. Because it's in my head that I need to do them.
But you're not just, pressuring yourself?
It's the arguing with myself that was blocking me up. Mm-hmm. And the second I let myself off is the second that I can yep. just fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So yesterday I did zero chores. I sat on the sofa all day mm-hmm. with him playing games and drawing and just smoking joints and just
yeah
nothing. Just chilling out all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I haven't done any chores. I've not done anything. Oh, I needed to do this thing. I should have gone shopping. I should have done this. I should have done that. And then this morning, I got up and I just potted about, moved the bits of rubbish, put the, you know, loaded the dishwasher, did the things, yeah. did all the... And I turned around and I was like, oh, I need to go to therapy in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my house is clean. Because you don't yeah. think about it. You just do it. But then yeah. when I'm going, tomorrow, I need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow comes, I'm like, I ain't fucking doing anything. Bitch, I ain't yes. ringing the dentist. I'm not uh-huh. speaking to these people. You need a sick note. mm-hmm. Look at the trouble you're going to get in when you're selling this form back late.
Uh-huh.
Even though you've had 2 months to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole fucking thing.
It is.
But it's ketchup.
Huh?
Anxiety ketchup. Sometimes. I've done the thing where I've had half a conversation with you in my own head.
Yes.
Not relayed it. It was like coming back to, like, that's sometimes what your friends are for.
Okay.
Like, you might not be able to...
Oh, ask for the ketchup, yes.
Yeah, so, like, I can't ask for my own ketchup, but the second uh-huh. you say, I want ketchup, I'll go, excuse me, can I get ketchup?
Uh-huh.
But if I want it and you don't, I ain't fucking asking.
Yeah.
It's like a... It's, yeah. I don't know what that kind of psychology... It's my mom. It's the mom in me.
Yes, I've just had a little breakthrough, right?
Ooh.
You know how we were speaking earlier about how we can just load in the podcast personality now?
Mm-hmm.
What if we could, in the same way, load in the mom friend /... in a child's mum looking after her personality.
Like the Matrix.
Kind of.
When they need to learn new things, like right now, just poof.
Yeah.
Like boot up that software, right? You need to be this person now. Yeah. Load up that software.
Yeah. So like just as when we do the Hive Friends, maybe we could do some other sort of magic spell, which is what it is technically. And we could do that and then we can be like, Hive Friends, this is what we're talking about, podcast, yes. But instead, go like, oh, baby Becky needs some ketchup, but she's scared. All right, well, Mom Becky is not having this because my baby needs some ketchup.
That's true.
But do it on our inner child's behalf instead of only each other's behalf.
But didn't we speak about this? haven't we already got this on tape somewhere, recording yeah, in the distance?
I know, it's just fucking...
Like, it's hard to take care of yourself.
It is.
You want to, but it's really fucking hard.
But that sound you made just then, going back to Amanda Palmer, when she's laying on the floor and she's on about the yoga instructor.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I know I can, but I don't want to.
Mm-hmm. I just want to lie here on yeah. the floor.
If we can't, we have to. God damn it, Amanda.
I love you, but you've changed my life.
Oh, but also, the other thing she said, which is why it's a-okay that we're doing this podcast that is just fucking a therapy session and speaking about mental health,
mm-hmm.
because we are going into the dark and making light.
That was the most beautiful thing.
Yes.
Was that... That was her in retort to, was it an old journalist from a
yeah.
way when? And I'm not sure what the topic was, but someone said she was making light of a situation.
It was abortion.
Oh, I didn't know if it was abortion or rape, but yeah, trigger warning.
I mean, she did. It was that one song where she mentioned, like, the whole story of the show was about, like, date rape and fucking abortions and these, like...
Her life experiences.
Yes,
things exactly. Most people go through from either side of the fence.
And how people don't want to talk about it. Them.
Yeah.
But she realised that she can, her so job she must.
Is to make light in the darkness. And exactly. we've taken that in our... in our inner selves.
Yes.
And just fuck it, yeah.
Yeah, that's live. A very witchy way to look at it, and I'm all the fuck about it. Like, that was a just... We met a fairy, and she...
And now we're magic.
Yeah, I mean, 100%, I'm not even going to lie.
I'm going to write person. Amanda Palmer an email from us and just say, like, we love you and you've changed our lives.
Fuck yeah.
And even if she doesn't respond, I won't care, because at least we've told Amanda Palmer that we love her, and she said we were all her friends.
Yeah, that's true.
And we tell our friends that we love them.
We do love our friends.
So.
I love you, gang.
I love you too.
Y'all are crazy and lush.
I don't know why you keep coming back, but you do.
It's because we're crazy and lush as well.
That is true. Your eyes went maniacal then. You're like, we are crazy and lush.
Yeah.
That was a face journey you just took me on.
Oh my God. I was in the bath last night and I had this wee shaving mirror between the taps.
Oh, I don't and think I was, I'd like to look at myself from that angle.
No, it was horrific and I was high as shit. And I couldn't stop giving myself like various crazy eyes. And I was like, fuck's sake. And then I kept like, I was dissociating and then like focusing back in and just being like, fuck me.
It's creepy as fuck, yeah.
And of course I was all like wet from the bath, so my hair was all like hair from the ring and like my makeup was all just smeared Samara about chic. And I was just like, yeah.
There's so many mirrors in my house though.
Yeah.
Adam goes mad. Well, he went mad. He was like, I lived in a house for like however many years with literally without a single mirror. I walk into your bathroom alone and there's four. I'm like, you're not wrong.
Yeah, well, the light's really good in your bathroom.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really good for selfies.
Uh-huh.
And there's two in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. I think six mirrors and several pocket mirrors and makeup mirrors are more than acceptable for someone who likes to feel themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it sparks joy, then you should have it.
I just don't think boys like looking at themselves.
I mean, have you seen boys? Can you blame them?
Have you seen my boy, though?
I have.
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Both of them are lush.
Fine. You just got through telling me about picking stuff out of his goatee beard, though. And I'm
just like... He just gets a lot of crumbs in his goatee.
I know, but I have food heaps, and that's the most recent image ever.
Sometimes I try and lick them out.
Oh my God. Oh, this podcast is cancelled. I need to throw up.
Welcome to the side show. I'm a one woman side show.
You're a fucking two woman side show. I'm in this with you as well.
Does that mean we're a four? Sideshow.
I mean, I've got at least six or seven written down in my book.
What was it? What's her name who said the thing? What's her name who said the thing on Tumblr about the psyches? She's in Parks and Recreation. The comedian.
Oh. What?
What's her name?
Yes. Fuck, Jenny Slate.
Jenny Slate.
Jesus.
That one. Yeah. What was it she said?
She said, in reference to people telling you to be yourself, she said, fucking, which one? Because there are like 17 of me, and some of them are fucking psychos, and they're trying to kill me. So...
Which one do you want me to be?
Yeah.
That hit... You sent me that as a link on Tumblr, and that fucking hit home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because everybody says that as a, no, just, you know, you go into an interview, be yourself.
Yeah.
Listen, if I went into an interview like this, I can guarantee nobody's giving me that fucking job.
Yeah.
But interview Becky, work Becky is an entirely different Becky to this Becky.
Uh-huh.
Work Becky carries folders and
yeah,
wears dresses
uh-huh.
to work that are form-fitting.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I've had to do that for nearly a year. Nonetheless, that is an entirely separate human.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety Becky is fucking entirely different. Becky crying in the bath to Dallas Green.
Yeah.
Pretending that she's mentally okay and is definitely not going to self-harm today.
Yeah.
That's a different Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast Becky.
Yeah.
Hangry Becky. That is one you do not want to meet. That is the worst one.
Yeah.
Hangry Becky.
But Hangry Becky is just vicious.
Hangry QCP, we... Our hangers do not get on.
And this is why we make a point to have some croissants before recording a podcast.
Yeah, but eating brunch at 5 p.m.
Listen, right? No, right? Fuck the fact that it's 5 p.m.
It's not 5 p.m. anymore.
Well, whatever the fuck time it is, right? Because... We're eating, that's the main thing, right? And we can't expect our fucking normal ADHD famously has a whole like time fuckery element. That's the medical term.
Time fuckery.
And I think it's important that
we've done it.
We did that. Yeah.
It's the first time. The only reason I've eaten is because you provided me with the food.
Uh-huh. And going back to what we were seeing before about like the June bugging thing, I think, where you fucking dissociate and you've done like 5 things that you were trying to get,
mm-hmm.
but you couldn't consciously make yourself do. And I've just started trying to like lean into that, because when I try and break it down of like, you need to do this task and you need to do that task, and these are like very distinct, I get distracted and I wander off and I don't fucking mm-hmm. do them. And I spend so much energy bullying myself to try and get back on task, where if I just fucking have a poodle, I'll get something done.
That's the how I live my life. What have you done today? Poodle about.
Yeah.
All I've done, poodle about.
And I try and push myself into the 9-to-5 thing of like, well, you know, if you ever want to have a job, then you need to be able to, right? Well, no, but like, it doesn't matter, because it might be 10 o'clock when I get my ass and get to do the dishes, but as long as I get fucking done, it doesn't mm-hmm. matter.
Exactly.
Might not go to bed till 4 o'clock, but like.
So I try and get up. The latest I'm usually up is like 10.
And I do, because otherwise, like, you lose so much day, and then also.
Especially I try not to smoke
before like 4:20, and especially when it's dark as well. But if I let myself sleep when I want to, then I won't get up until like 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start smoking fucking weed at 4:30. And then I'm still up at 4:30 in the morning, still mm-hmm. fucking smoking weed, and that's all I've done all day. So it's worth getting up in the morning just to really have some fucking coffee.
So it's my first and thing. Then, I get up, I make a pot of coffee, roll a joint, and I'm like, right, what needs done in the kitchen? Because I can do that while I smoke and drink my coffee.
Yeah.
Tidy up and then make my way through the house. And then before I know it, I'm like, oh, I can sit down.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? Sitting down.
Yeah.
The most I sit down is here.
Aye.
Because I physically have to.
Yeah. And like, I guess like breaking it down as well.
Mm.
So like, if I go, but you need to, like, tidy the living room, the fuck does that mean?
What does that entail? Because that tidying the living room entails at least 12 different jobs.
Yeah.
It's not just tidy the living room. You've got to polish, hoover, move things, sort the rubbish out, fluff the cushions, clean this, fold laundry, do... It's not one job.
Yeah.
It's like the English language.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3 in a trench coat.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Aye.
It's ridiculous.
But so, like, what I've started doing is just making a rule that I've got to fucking clear the table when I get my tea. Have some fucking tea. Step one, eat at least one fucking meal.
Yep.
You kind of just have handfuls of raisins and pretend that'll do, right?
Two and heated up croissants are not a meal.
Stop fucking eating amongst the fucking biscuit wrappers that you've left out from fucking yesterday. Put those in the fucking bin before you eat, please.
Sit down and eat.
Yeah.
Don't eat in the kitchen like we've just done. Because...
Don't just fucking stand and eat it out the pan before you finish fucking cooking that. Come on.
Yeah. Or snack so much while during cooking because you're hungry.
Yeah.
That when it actually comes to your food, you're like, I don't want to eat this. I know I'm going to put that in the fridge. I'll eat that tomorrow. Said nobody ever.
Yeah.
When's the last time I put something in the fridge and actually ate it the day after?
Yeah.
Unless it's physically given to me.
I've just had... Right, tell us what you think of this because you've got a good fucking... A better condo eye than me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I was just feeling very farmsteady, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was making myself some pasta and I poured the pasta away and I just threw the fucking jar in the bin. And then I was like, well, why don't you make a big fucking pan of pasta sauce and keep these pasta sauce jars and then just have... Make your own fucking pasta sauce. Instead of... Because I was just very conscious of throwing a whole fucking... It's a good jar, that. Do you know what? But is that me just being a fucking bin witch?
No, I think that's amazing.
That's a good idea.
One, you're cooking your own, you're cooking and prepping your own food, which is great for your mental health.
Well, am I though, or am I just gonna collect a bunch of jars and not actually make a load of pasta sauce?
But on the same note, you're gonna have to empty that jar anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it was just once a week, or once every fortnight. When you were in the mood, I'm going to cook some shit tonight. Your stuff, leave it in the freezer, and just pull it out when you're ready. Yeah. In the morning, you get your brew and you're like, right, what do I want to eat tonight? Have a rifle through. Oh, there's 5 different dinners I could have tonight. Take it out the freezer.
I struggle with that. But, like, I do like to batch cook chili.
Mm-hmm. See, so, I'm giving you this advice and there's literally so many frozen batch cook meals in my freezer.
Mm-hmm.
That I just don't take out. And there's no food.
Aye.
There's fucking loads of food.
Aye.
You just won't take out the freezer and defrost it.
No, fuck defrosting shit. Like, I just nuke it.
Oh, yeah? Just once a week, make a big jar of pasta or big whatever. Yeah. And then, like...
I mean, it takes all day. Like, sometimes I do that with, like, chicken. If I'm like, wait, I'm having a curry tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll think on and I'll fucking take the chicken out. But then really you need to take it out the night before. So then it's thawed so then you can fucking marinate it for the fucking tea time and just... I physically can't do that. Like, I mean, when we went to Glasgow, I basically just gave up unpacking half the way through.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, right, well, I'm going to put some things in a bag. And if that's not what I need, then that's... Tough shit.
We'll go to Poundland.
That's a problem for Glasgow Becca because I literally can't imagine what the fuck I could possibly need.
Yep.
But I'm going to be Glasgow Becca. The fuck do I know about her?
Glasgow.
Never even met her yet.
We were whole new bitches and not necessarily in a good way. It was just like, we're fucking... You were like, what we're doing? No idea. Winging this.
Yeah.
We'll eat when we eat. We'll eat where we eat. Yeah. We'll walk where we walk. Where's divinity taking us?
Yeah, that was
that way. This way, the other way. Uh-huh. Oh, we've been there. Where we'll try this.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll go in there for a coffee. Oh, that looks...
Yeah.
Just on a full adventure.
Aye. Well, to be fair, though, I think that's what there is to do in Glasgow. Like, when we went to Edinburgh and there was just, like... You couldn't fucking move for, like, art galleries and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Really fucking lousy with the stuff. Culture... Mm-hmm. Coming out of your fucking ear holes, left and right. And you go to Glasgow and it's just like, there's pubs, but we're off the drink. And then there's like, the shopping.
We've got no money.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Why did we go to Glasgow? Because we bought fucking Lizzo. Well, we bought tickets to...
Yeah.
In a hotel to see Lizzo. Stood out. We were on the same street as Lizzo.
Yeah.
That is as close to Lizzo as we got.
We touched the building that she was in.
Mm-hmm. Possibly. Yeah. Well, she may not have even been in it. but
she definitely was.
It was cold.
I was freezing up my side of it. But yeah, Lizzo, right, if you're listening, and I know you are because we keep tweeting you, and obviously you follow up on the millions of tweets you receive every day.
Especially those gobshites.
Fucking sack whatever promoter you had there, because that academy was a fucking shithole. Come to Newcastle, ours is, I mean...
No, she's too big for the academy.
Well, this is true. Ours is a lot bigger, though, as well.
That's true.
She can have the downstairs room. That's pretty big. And then it's got like the upstairs bit as well, where you can see. And it's a lot nicer, and it would have saved us a lot of fucking hassle, honestly. And also Glasgow's freezing and like kind of scratty.
Yeah, there wasn't...
No shade of that, but...
It's not what I expected.
No?
The only museum I could find in a walking distance was the police museum.
Aye.
And I only wanted to go to that for hilarity reasons. Yeah.
Aye.
Oh, brutality through the ages.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing. It was like, look at this really cold river and all these building works.
Yeah.
There was nothing.
Aye.
Nothing.
We found King Tut's, that legendary music venue, but it was just some fucking prick with a hat.
But annoyingly, the day after, when we'd have been back in Newcastle, and I was seeing Feeder in Newcastle, which was a great gig, and accurately sized. It was fucking Dashboard Confessional, and my inner emo just was screaming out for some Dashboard, and couldn't have it.
Frustrating.
Couldn't fucking have it.
Yeah.
And then the night Lizzo was on as well, there was another rock bar which had the vibrators on.
Oh yeah.
The same night, but we'd gone back to layer up because we were basically old women now.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Like, let's go get other jumpers and our big coats on and me earmuffs.
Yeah.
Went out for a nice pizza.
That was a really nice pizza.
That was a good fucking pizza.
Oh, and they put us right by the door and the window because we're so beautiful that they knew we'd bring people in.
And everyone was looking at us, and obviously they were, because you know.
Yeah. And then I was eating like a pig monster, and I was very conscious of it.
I didn't give a fuck by this point. I was starving.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't think we'd eaten yet.
Yeah.
We'd stopped off in Gretna Green
for
some snacks. Snack.
Oh my God. That was really good neeps and tatties. I don't know what that place was called, but there's like one pub in Gretna Green. And fucking, it was like lunch as well. I was expecting like a small little portion.
Oh no.
The last time I'd had neeps and tatties was when, like, the first time I went up to visit like my ex's family, and I was like, yeah, I'll get some neeps and tatties when in Scotland, why not? And it was just like this tiny little bougie fucking
hipster portion
like in a stack, and I was like, oh dear. But this was like a fucking plate of neeps and tatties, fucking whole thing of gravy. I couldn't finish it. It was too much for lunch.
That was fucking massive, that portion.
It was.
Yeah, I got a portion of chips though, because it wasn't really anything decent vegetarian.
Yeah.
And even that was fucking huge.
Oh, aye.
It was ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
But that was a really nice pub. But the last serving us was called Becky. She wasn't a Becky.
No.
No. She was too radgy to be a Becky.
Becky's a little bit radgy.
How fucking dare you?
I've seen your kitchen. Don't give me that.
What's wrong with my kitchen?
Nothing legal.
Jimmy, are you referring to the graffiti or the marijuana consumption that happens in there? Both.
Yeah.
Always both.
Yes.
That's how I figured out I was bisexual.
Yeah.
My response to everything for 6 months was both.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day.
Yeah.
More than one. Ha ha.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm not going to go with both, because it's not just both. Because that's not where my bisexuality fits.
Oftentimes, that's the way though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll get caught on a thought for months, and then your brain will finally fucking tick over, and you're like, right, so you were trying to make me subconsciously realise something about myself.
Mm-hmm.
you know how dense I am. Can you not just write it down?
Well, it was the same way as, like, trying to figure out that I was Polly. Because what, we were decorating your middle room, and was it Jess Glynn?
Oh, yeah.
And it was the, what are the lyrics to it? I've got enough love for two.
Yeah.
And obviously, I think she's referring to herself and another human. She's, you know, loving yourself, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But that fucking lyric came on, and you looked at me and I looked at you, and I was like, motherfucker. I have just been called out by Jess Glynn, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. And then, like, 2 songs later, Diana Ross came on.
Which one?
I'm coming out.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, that was a fucking day.
It was.
The sun was shining. The tomatoes were blooming.
Mm-hmm.
We were painting your walls daffodil yellow.
Fuck, yeah. That was a good day.
That was a very good day.
Honestly. Paint things yellow.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Everything's yellow. Paint everything yellow. Oh. Did you see a rainbow today?
I bought a rainbow today.
You did? But I called this morning that I was going to see that there was going to be rainbow weather, and I haven't seen one.
I thought you meant metaphorically.
Oh, no, because the weather was warm and stormy.
Right, okay.
Like, also, sunny and rainy.
I've just realised that that metaphor is very much an in-joke with me and Rosie.
What is?
Right, so when Rosie first came down to me, she was really anxious and so on, and she ended up getting lost, and then her fucking car broke down.
Oh, God.
And I guess I'd had to nip out of the shop, but I was on the phone where I was trying to calm her down and trying to, like, sort of out and that. And then, because I didn't really know what to say, and, like, a rainbow came out, and I just went, do you know what? A fucking rainbow's came out, and that means it's going to be all right. This is all going to work itself out.
Aww.
And then it did. And then that was kind of a thing. That, like, if a rainbow comes out, if you're worried about some shit and then there's a rainbow, then fucking miracles happen and it'll be okay.
I mean, that's, I'm beaming with pride, but I'm also really annoyed that you have cute things with other friends. How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you have other friends? Hi, Rosie.
Yeah.
Rosie's lovely, though.
Rosie slash.
I'll let you be friends with Rosie.
Yeah.
Because she's lush.
She's a good egg.
Yeah. And she always coordinates really well.
She does. She's so fashion.
Teal and mustard.
Mm.
Yes. When we went out for your name day, she was wearing that blue dress with all the mustard accessories. I was like, oh, yes, bitch. I want to just take that outfit and put it on my bod.
Yeah.
She's fashion.
Super fashion.
She's a good egg.
I learned a lot from her, actually.
Mm-hmm. In what sense?
Well, in a fashion sense. Specifically. Is your mind going somewhere else?
No. My brain didn't agree with you. I was like, bitch, you do not have Rosie's fashion.
No, I don't, but, like,
I mean, I love you, but
I have a very different thing going on.
Oh, yeah, entirely.
But, like,
oh, I'm out of caffeine.
Oh, no. But when I was low-key a boy, but I was going shopping with Rosie, and then also, thinking back, like, how I chatted her up on OkCupid. I was, like, complimenting the makeup, and then, like, fast forward 6 to 7 years, and I was like, actually, I'm a girl, and it's like, I should have fucking known.
That's what, like, figuring out I, like, was bisexual, but yeah, really drawn out.
Yeah. Fucking, what boy is like, damn, your fucking eyeshadow game is on point.
You look so good. Like, yeah. I like this colour with this colour. Gorgeous. Yeah. Like, this.
Fabulous, darling.
There's something not quite right.
Yes.
I'm a lady. Mm-hmm. Well, you're a girl.
I'm a fucking lady.
You are not a lady.
I am a proper princess.
You are a princess of Sutton. Yeah. You are not a lady. I'll give you princess.
Okay.
Pouty princess.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
This is what happens when we don't go, when we don't have a topic. We specifically said.
We specifically let's had have a topic. And then we've just descended into therapy. Squealing about how cute our friends are and just poking fun at each other. And yeah. Cackling.
Yeah, that's all it is. But it hurts when I cackle.
That's just how we do it, though.
This is how we do it.
But I mean, we've done it again.
Have we done it again?
We've done it again.
Just 2 hours of shite. Like you've somehow got to edit down.
No, no. This is just, we've just clocked an hour there.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right then.
So that's it.
Are we doing a wrap then?
I mean, I suppose we better had. We were gonna do a topic. We have not even mentioned the word, but we have spoken for a full hour
about shite again.
Yes.
Yeah. So fuck knows if anyone's ever gonna listen to this. If you are, I'm not sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So you may get this if you're part of a Patreon. If I did set that up.
Yeah.
I
was so shocked.
Oh, you did a thing.
Yeah.
Well done. I did something.
I'm going to say right now, I'm not down with giving patrons extra money. I like Blaine Boy's model where it's free, but just if you can afford to buy us a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or whatever the fuck, then fucking do it, eh? Just be canny.
We don't make any money from that. We don't want to. Yeah. Well, we do, but in a more of a charitable giving back kind of way.
That's
another
part,
like,
I've just recalled that also we're not even having that money. We're...
Yeah. Just...
Yeah.
Instead, or like...
Well, do you know what? Like,
over the winter months, buy a homeless person a meal.
Yes.
Just one. Minimum.
We'll have the Patreon so that we can do this as a thing and have, like, creativity.
Mm-hmm.
But then also we'll do fundraisers, which are probably better giving the money away, because do give you money directly to trans women, but, like, I've got a house and everything right now. I'll let you know if I don't, but, like, there are other trans people who need more money than I do right now.
There are many, many trans people in very vulnerable situations.
Yes.
So do your bit and tell strangers that you love them by doing a nice act.
Yes.
I mean, don't go up to strangers in the street and tell them that you love them. That's a bit creepy.
A little bit.
Respect other humans and treat other people like people. Homeless people are people.
Mm-hmm.
So give them a meal. That's your challenge this Christmas.
Give them money because you don't know what they need right now.
Yeah. Was it the one we... Did we actually let that go live? I don't fucking know what we're doing anymore.
No one does.
No.
Literally no one knows what the fuck is going on with this.
Oh, no, what we were talking about in episode 6 where we were saying, you know, give your money to homeless people.
Yeah.
Crack on with that. Win a challenge.
Yes.
Do those things. Yeah, you might not ever hear this, but we're on the internet.
Yeah.
Queer Circus podcast at nearly everything.
I think we should put this out.
Do you?
For episode 5.1.
6.1.
6.1. Who even fucking knows at this point? Just a little bit of bonus content if you want
to
listen.
Yeah. But I want to say hi to your friend Rose.
Okay. Hi, Rose.
She sent me an email with Tobin's, and I appreciate Tobin's. And yes. I will forever say, send me your fucking animals, Tobin's.
Photographs thereof, not still attached.
Yes, we've been through this.
I know what the internet's like, and I just have...
Your... yours or somebody you know's animal's toe being still attached to the animal.
Yes.
And they have to be animal. Mm. I don't want human toe beans.
No.
I'm not into that.
You're not accepting that.
If you are, that's fine. I personally am not.
I'm against it.
I've
seen Tarantino and I'm not impressed.
Oh, see, my ex had a foot fetish.
Why am I not shocked?
It was boring, though.
Yeah.
Dead boring.
Oh, was it the boring one about the foot thing?
I'd say his name, but I mean, he wouldn't have any clue, but
yeah.
Anyone from Wigan who, he's boring motherfucker. But yeah, so this we can't even fucking sign off properly.
I'm not incriminating.
Somebody give me medication. Give me diazepam.
Lord of mercy.
Okay. Bye, friends.
Bye. Sorry.